This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to episode 282 of the Countdown Podcast. Today we're going to talk about a bunch of cons. My name is Wayne.
And as they always say, it takes one to know one.
True that.
My name is Paul. Welcome to the podcast. We count down movies and sometimes television in order of awesomeness so you don't have to. And as Wayne has offensively summarized today, we are talking the top 10 douchebags. In cinema?
Yes.
Top 10 D-bags if you're Apple Podcast.
That's right. You can't say a lot of things on Apple Podcast.
That's correct. So that's it. So we're going to celebrate the characters that really, the douchiest of the douche.
Absolutely. When you hate people in movies, you're like, yeah, I hate them.
And some of mine are villains, some of them aren't.
Exactly.
You know, which is a fun part as well. Most of them are men because generally speaking, you hate men characters.
Actually had a girl in my...
I've got one.
I have one in my honorable mentions. She got pushed because men are such cunts. So...
Generally speaking.
I mean, and here's the thing. Occasionally, even though I don't like the douchebag, I have enjoyed watching them. On some occasion, I didn't enjoy watching them. I just hate everything about them. So that's that.
That's it. And so we're going to be really shouting those ones to the sky and seeing whether you agree. And we've got some great listener feedback at the end.
Oh, yeah.
With your choices of the same as well. But before we get into all that, we start just about every episode with a segment that we call The Recount.
Who wants a recount?
Who?
Who wants a recount?
Who
wants a recount?
Who
wants a recount?
A fucking bug flew right into my eye. Shit! What the fuck? Jesus! What the fuck? Rubbing like a bitch over here.
What a douchebag of a bug.
It was a D-bag bug. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. I think you know what this segment is. It's just us talking shit about what y'all said to us. Paul, bring it.
Well, speaking of shit that people said to us, super listener Chad got back to us about our Project Power review, and here was his take. It falls into the, it was a fun watch with no expectations for me. I enjoyed it, but really had some issues with some scenes, especially the finale.
Yes.
Because, yeah, he should have smoked everyone
absolutely.
At that point. And it was the pistol shrimp. That's the animal that he was based on. So anyway, that's only if you paid any attention to
Project. I
want to
see what these pistol shrimp can do if they can shockwave people in the ocean.
Yeah.
That's a bit cool.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for that, Chad. And then over to the Facebook listener community, link in the show notes, where this week we also didn't pit our lists against each other. Well, last week we didn't. This week we shall. Who has the bigger, douchier list, best list of douchebags?
Sure.
Last week it was the top 10 hot Chris countdown. Chris v. Chris v. Chris v. Chris. And we asked you for your take on that particular topic as well. Here's what the listeners had to say. Incredibly, in number 4 spot,
yes,
was Chris Yeeney. Listen to the show with 6 votes. He tied Chris Pratt, who also had 6 votes. That matched us. We had Chris Pratt coming.
I see that.
In last. In 3rd spot was Chris Pine with 10 votes.
Ooh.
In 2nd spot was Chris Hemsworth with 12 votes, sorry. And number 1 with a bullet. Much as he was on our podcast, Chris Evans with 33 votes.
Good
it's
Lord.
Official. Evans is the ultimate hot Chris. He is the Chris in Hollywood that you need to pay attention to. Some other votes for Christine Baranski. She had 5 votes. Christina Hendricks had 4 votes. Chris Bale, 4 votes.
Yeah.
Chris Beef Fried Chicken had 4 votes.
Oh, I see how this is going now.
And you can see it goes downhill. From there.
Okay, well, last night I was at dinner with a bunch of people, and there were some chicks on the table, and I'm all like, yo, what's the best Chris, ladies? And they all seemed to go the Hemsworth way, much like your good self. I told them about my boner for Chris Pine. They said, sure, you pretty boy-loving fucking bitch, but whatever, you know. So,
and Wayne was like,
I stand resolute, motherfucker! Anyway, Chris Evans deserves it. He's a nice boy.
There we go. So it's official. We have crowned the hot Chris. Let's find out then this week who is the biggest D-bag of them all. On the other side of this is a cue. Top 10 D-bags in film. Because nothing screams D-bag like a Steven Seagal opener. Yeah. If we were doing actors, he would win.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sadly, there's no Steven Seagal on this list because his life is douchebag, not his roles.
That's right.
Although some of them are.
All right. Well, it's pretty straightforward. The criteria, Wayne, lead us away with your number 10 douchiest douchebag.
Oh, okay. This is I'm torn on this one. It's actually Ted from Bridesmaids, played by John Hamm.
Oh.
Okay.
So you're torn because of the Hamness?
Yes. Now, this guy is John Hamm's character is a sports car driver, like commitment phobic. Like he's a pig. He's a pig. All right. He's an asshole. All right. It opens the movie with him and Kristen, what's her name? Kristen Wiig. Yes, Cheetah. Exactly. This is what he does right after they finish boning. He's like talking in the pillow talking, and he's like, wow, this is so awkward. I really want you to leave, but I don't know how to say it without sounding like a dick.
Which ironically is a line that Wayne has appropriated for his own use.
Absolutely not. You cannot say that shit, man. You can't say that shit, all right? So anyway, and even like when he's driving here in his car, he's like, you look tired. If you're tired, you can totally lay down in my lap. Take a little lap nap. There you go. And he's just like, he's like undoing his... He's a real douchey. Prick. He's a prick.
Super douchey.
But still, it's John Hamm, so it's very confusing.
For some.
Shit is complicated, okay?
Fair enough. Well, there's no complicating my number 10, which is the Stiffmeister himself.
Oh, Stifler!
From the American Pie series, yes. Played by Sean William Scott. I mean, come on.
You know what happened with Stifler? In American Pie, the original one, he was a fuckwit, yeah, right?
He's a douche.
No, he's a dickhead, for sure, no doubt, right? Yep. But I still enjoyed watching him. And then I think it was in either 2 or 3, they made Stifler annoying, and then that killed it for
me.
Well,
they kept ramping him up, because they kept having to escalate what he was doing.
That's right. But it became like, you're a dickhead now, as opposed to I'm laughing at your...
Well, it went from being mildly funny to being really
obnoxious. Is what
obnoxious,
happened.
And that's really what D-bags are. Right? They're obnoxious in the way that they behave. Absolutely. And their behavior is unacceptable in normal social circles. And so they just count the number of ways, all the shit he gives his friends. He's not supportive at all.
Yeah.
It's all about himself.
Absolutely.
And you know, when he does drink the cum, aren't we all really happy at that point?
Yeah, because they're like, oh!
I mean, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
I know.
That's my number 10, Stifler.
Okay, my number 9 it's a weird one, guys, okay? Because I'm about to tell you some stuff, all right? There was a movie in 2008, and it would have escaped your notice, all of you, Paul, all of you kids out there, because it's a teen comedy, right? And it's about these two teen dudes who are both nerds, and they drive across the U.S. to meet a girl that one of them met online, and the film is actually called Sex Drive, okay? And it's got, like, James Marsden and Seth Green in it. It's got actual couple stars in there. I am here to tell you that this movie is actually kind of good, okay? Huh? It sounds like it wouldn't be, all right? But it's the character in question is James Marsden, who's the older brother of the protagonist, who's a dorky high school kid named Ian. And James Marsden is his big brother and basically makes his life hell by just being a prick. Now, Paul, you're an older brother to a younger brother.
I'm not sure my brother would do it.
Okay, I understand that it's actually the job of the older brother to be a bit of a cunt and sort of make the younger person's life crap. Now, this James Marsden character...
It just depends how annoying the little brother is.
Well, see, this is it. Now, the protagonist is actually a nice kid, and James Marsden is just a prick to him, as in... Now, remember, this is 2008. All he does is taunt him for hours, making gay jokes about him, asking him what cum tastes like, and I, oh, you know, after you suck a dick, all that sort of shit.
It's never
right?
gone that far.
Okay. Okay, good to hear.
That's a little far.
Okay, well, this James Marsden character, his license plate is NOFATCHX, right? And that's exactly what you're running
is
with.
Is that where you got it from?
No, you motherfucker.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
What a cunt. So, yeah, you are him, actually, just quietly. So, anyway, the thing is, despite him being such a prick, he's actually quite funny. Like, he falls over and shit. It's odd, but this character in this movie, his name is Rex. If you ever see Sex Drive, James Marsden is the best thing about it, man. It's really, really funny.
It worries me, Wayne, that of the two characters, as much as I've given you a little bit of shit there about both of them, somehow, in both cases, you're like, but, you know, I'm torn.
No, here's what it is. Low on the list are douchebags that I did enjoy, right? High on the list are douchebags I don't and cannot enjoy.
Okay.
All right?
It was hard to order these. I will agree
on
that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Sentiment.
It's tough.
My number 9 is from a film I recently watched, but it came out all the way back in 2004.
Yeah.
An epic film guy Nick had me watch this for.
Yeah.
His side of the EFG, Nick and I, exchange of reviews of favorite films we each have on the patron feed.
Okay.
It's Sideways.
Wait. Okay. Oh, you're talking about...
I'm talking about Jack,
as
Ned. Played by Thomas Hayden Church.
Yes.
Yeah, Ned from Ned and Stacey.
Yep.
Wow.
Now,
this is a big reason why I didn't particularly love this film.
Because of that character?
Because this character is such a dude. So he's getting married.
Yeah.
He's getting married to this gorgeous woman, and I'm sure she's wonderful. And we only get to see her for 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So she's not what the film's
about. We can't really determine whether or not she's got... I'm sure she's super intelligent.
It doesn't matter, because of course...
I think they mentioned she might be a lawyer.
Really?
Could be making that up. Can't remember for sure. He's a washed up TV actor, basically. Yes, like, yes. He's been in some stuff and whatever else. But clearly is a complete raging narcissist who has such a sense of grandiose self-importance.
Absolutely.
That he's going to use this bachelor weekend or whatever it is, few days away,
to do as much sport fucking as he possibly can.
Fuck anything that moves. Yep. And his best mate and the main character in the film is Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
And he's not really down with it, and he doesn't really approve.
And that's why the movie's good.
But
yes,
he doesn't ever really stop him.
But you can't.
No, but like,
what do you do?
If you, I don't know.
Okay, Paul, let's say you and I know
you're getting married.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Oh my god, this is a fantasy.
Yeah. And we go off there, and you're like, I'm just gonna lay pipe wherever I can.
Right.
I'd be like, really, dude?
Yeah. Getting married. No, that's it. Exactly. Right. Now, here's the thing: for you and me, that would work because it's like you could actually say this because you know that I know it's bad. But if you grew up with a motherfucker who always did this, let's say you went like with Gabe, right? And this was a friend of ours, right? Who has rooted over 100 women, right?
No, it was more than that.
It's like more than that, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was like
a couple of hundred.
Couple of hundred. How did he even do that?
That was 10 years ago.
Who has time for... Anyway, so if he was somehow getting married and then he kept rooting everyone, I would probably go to him. I'd actually say, are you actually rooting other women? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, so I guess that's it. What am I going to say? Stop? He's not going to stop.
Well, I would say, why are you getting married then?
Yeah, but it's like him. It's like he'd be one of those guys. Anyway, sorry. Sorry.
Well, the point is here, though, there's no comeuppance for this character in the film.
Yes.
Like, he just basically gets away with it. He's getting married
Sandra
at the end.
Fucks his shit up.
Well, she beats on him, but whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not good enough. And I just hated his smart. I hated his everything about him. I wanted to punch his fucking face.
I understand. So at the end of the movie where he actually gets married and they exchange that
look.
He doesn't actually, you're right, he doesn't get it.
Nope. He hasn't grown at all.
He gets to do whatever. Yeah.
Paul Giamatti's character does.
The movie is about brohood and that sort of, I understand that you're an asshole and whatever, but we've been through this fucking, I don't know, that's how it is. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, cool. My number 8, everyone, is Simon from True Lies, played by Bill Paxton. Because, and again, I love watching this guy. All right?
Vet gets him wet.
That is his shit, right?
And he's Bill Paxton entering the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know what it is? It's his douchebag smile, his stupid toothy ass. Like, he portrays this used car salesman.
So good.
And he's a low-life pussy hound known only as Simon. And he poses as a CIA undercover agent in order to worm his way into the panties of gullible women. And it's just that he's such a piece of shit dickhead. Yep. And also, his shtick is so bad, it's amazing that anyone would fall for it. But maybe it's presented like that for us. So it's his stupid smile. When he has his toothy, stupid grin up and saying something stupid, huh? Right? It just makes me go, you're a fuckwit. But that was quite funny.
And there's a great moment of catharsis in the film when Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, Harry, imagines basically smashing his nose up. His nose is... His nose bones, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Strap into the back of his head.
That's right. While they're driving.
Him while they're driving.
Oh, that's it. And even when he's like, can you keep the car for me until I think of it? He's like, hey, finger guns, because it's you. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I have to agree. Finger guns.
Finger guns.
Definite sign of douchebaggery.
You know what? And I don't know if you can actually deliver finger guns ironically. I've tried to in the past to varying degrees of success. Like, you can't really. You just can't. You can't. It's over. Finger guns are over, and in case anyone was watching.
There was an advert recently in Australia for Greater Union, and the Cine Buzz sort of dodged the line, and there's a dude walking up like past the queues at the movie theater, and he's given the finger guns.
Oh, no, the finger... That stage is ironic and funny.
Well, but it's perfect because...
Of course.
It just shows what a cunt he is.
Is finger guns just the universal sign for douche?
I think it might be.
You know, that's the thing. Okay.
Has anyone ever done that and gone, I'm warming to that person?
There's a guy at work who does it to me, but not in... it's just his way, but it's. I call him winky, clicky, pointy guy. He give you a wink, point at you. You know what I'm saying? And that's just when he walks past you. And now he's not trying to fuck me. He's just... That's how he interacts with people. So it happens, man. There's a way. I'm not offended by it.
Use your words, buddy. Hey, Wayne, how you going? That's what he's trying to say.
That is. But then,
Or maybe it's... Hey, dude, I don't know the name of...
But when you walk past people every day at work, it's like, after all, you get tired of acknowledging them. So it becomes, I'm not going to say anything this time. We'll just look and nod my head. I don't know.
How about sup?
sup is fine, but then you're now engaging because the other person has to go sup back or hey, how you doing? And it's like, I don't want to bother you. I know you're busy. I know I'm busy. So that's that. I think that's what happens.
Okay.
Anyway, sure. Please
winky,
go on.
Clicky pointy guy.
Winky clicky clicky.
Sort pointy. Your shit out. That was your number eight. My number eight is a flat out villain who eventually becomes this, and it's from one of my favorite films of the last 10 years. It's from Train to Busan, and it's Kim Yoi Sung playing Yong Suk.
Good one.
Thanks. Worked on that one.
That's worked.
He is the upper-class businessman who will do anything to save his own life, including literally throw people in front of zombies. He would take a child out of someone else's
really? Child.
And throw. I mean, I don't think he does in the film, but he would.
Oh, he would. Okay.
Unquestionably, he condemns at least half the characters to death through his actions really? Through the course of this film, yeah. All to save his own
that motherfucker
worthless
has to
piece
go down.
Of shit, slimy life. And at points, he's even making arguments for why we should kill more people to save himself. Like, I'm all that matters.
Yes.
And so he is such a douche. It's all that. It's social commentary as well. He's the richest person on the train. He's the highest person.
Of course, if he cares the less, at least for everyone.
Yeah, so.
Not but Train to Busan. This is the zombie one, yeah?
It is a zombie one, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'd say if more about it.
You know exactly
it,
who I'm referring to and what he gets up to. He's down here because the ones higher up on the list, I've got more to say about.
Exactly.
Really,
fair enough.
What I put it down to.
No. Nice, nice. My number seven actually came from one of our listeners who reminded me of it, and I thought about it for a while, and now it's number seven. Mina Harker. You said, and this is tough for me, because I actually like these movies, and I kind of like this character. It's McLaurie from Bad Boys.
What? No.
That's right.
Oh, sorry. Did you mean?
Oh, fuck off. No, I didn't mean any of that shit.
That's Keanu. Sorry, I meant this one.
Eat my dick!
Shut up!
No!
Fuck!
No! No!
Oh, you always make the worst part in the show. You always do it with a shitty soundboard. Sorry, everyone.
I'm not sorry.
I'm fucking
You're
sorry.
You're welcome,
as shit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Because he got Wayne's balls eating
gourd and therefore was worth it.
Whatever. Anyway, for the record, Mike Lowry, Will Smith,
Mike Lowry
is actually a giant fucking dick, right? Like, he drives like Ferraris and Porsches and shit. He nails everyone. He's a rich policeman, right? But he's still a dick
to
everyone.
He comes
from
money, doesn't he?
He comes from money, yeah. And he's a dick to Martin Lawrence, and he's completely self-centered, and he fucks his therapist. So, like, yeah.
In
Bad Boys 2, I believe, it might have been 1, where he had to have police counseling. It happened to be a hot Latina woman who was riding his Johnson, and that was the scene. And she calls him Papi. Anyway, so this is exactly, the point is that he's exactly
one's
that
life
guy.
Goals.
Shut up, you asshole! I don't think I would enjoy being called puppy. I don't think I would, no. So
let's find out.
But, yeah. Also, Mina says he pulls a gun on a young kid during a joke. That's not funny.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. That's not funny.
So, yeah, Mike Lowry. Even though, again, someone I don't mind watching acknowledges
I think
a
that's
dick.
A good choice. Yeah, and it sort of subverts the whole normally they're not the protagonist. They're,
exactly.
If anything, they're the antagonist.
Exactly. The hero is still a dick. What? Jack Burton. Sorry, I hope that's not on your list.
It's not, but I was thinking someone else. Would you be brave enough to put it on there?
I was thinking about it.
Not Jack Burton, but remind me at the end. I don't want to spoil it in case it is on your list. My number seven hurts me a little bit because I do love this actor.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of him. It's Joey Pantoliano. Joey Pants.
As?
Cypher! In The Matrix.
Absolutely. Keith, tell me all about Cypher.
Well, apart from the fact he's constantly saying the obvious, right? In that film, he's just like...
Don't it? No, but you need that guy to let you. But the worst part of him is Dorothy of Kansas is going bye bye. So something like he says something like that about that shit. That's all douche. All right.
Yeah. Like he acts like the all knowing. Geez, I'm so much better than everyone else here, and I'm really rubbing your nose in the fact that you're now stuck in this with me instead of being supportive about it,
dude. The reason.
But there's a bigger. I'm working up to it.
Yes, go on. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm working up to the fact that he basically sells everybody else out. To save his own worthless hide and to get back in there. I want to remember nothing. Nothing. You understand me? Not a goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The interesting thing about that character is like you ask yourself, would you make that deal in his position? Not to kill your friends, but
once again,
like, could I?
I worry a lot about being friends.
No,
with one.
Asshole. I'm not saying that, but like he's trapped in the Matrix. He hates it. He says, I would have told him to shove his red pill up his ass. Whatever. The worst thing about him, first of all, the inverted fucking beard thing, probably a bit of a giveaway. Probably should have been a giveaway in retrospect, you know. But
sure.
He feels up an unconscious Trinity, so he's obviously a turd. And he
I forgot that part.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my God!
And he even when he's going to unplug, and he goes, "Okay, well, I'm about to. If you got anything to say to this person, I'm about to unplug them." Yep. And you're like, "You fucking cur," you know. Yeah, and
not like this.
Yes,
not like this. That's a hard scene. That moment. And it's just not a well-defined character.
And because there's nothing they could do.
But it's a really great. She delivers that line. I can't remember what her name is. She's an Australian actress.
Yeah,
just delivers it perfectly.
Absolutely. And he's because you can't do anything. You're like, you horrible piece of shit. So yeah, I hate him. So nice one.
Yeah, we're on the same page 100% there.
Totes.
Over to you for your number 6, I believe.
All right. Do you remember that movie Bad Santa?
Yeah.
The character's name is Willie T. Stokes, but it's actually played by Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep.
All right. And if you haven't seen Bad Santa, people, it is an odd film where Bob Thornton, very, very funny, but the blackest humor ever. This Bad Santa is an alcoholic womanizer. And he goes to fucking, he basically gets a store in Santa, in a department store Santa job every year in order to rob the mall after closing. So that's what he is. He's a piece of shit, right? Along the way, a bunch of shit happens to him, but he is the worst character ever. He goes into the department store and there's a scene where he's railing a plus-sized woman in the change rooms. And you can see his legs and her legs are facing the same way. And you can hear him saying, "You're not going to shit right for a week." That's such a nasty man. It's so bad.
That is bad.
That's so bad. And he punches up 15-year-old kids that were being bullies and stuff. And even though it's good because it's like, oh, he is a bully. This is an old man beating up a child. All right. So he's just the worst. Again, still was quite interesting to watch.
Yeah, I did see him on a couple of lists. And I understand where you're coming from. And I'm not arguing against it whatsoever. But I guess some of his elements aren't quite so douchebaggy. Like you're saying, he beats up,
but he beats up
a 15-year-old
kid in defense of a child
to defend a younger kid who can't.
Which
defend
is
himself.
Why it was okay.
Yeah, which is, I mean, okay is a
sorry,
word.
No, okay.
But I get. Otherwise, I could kind of go like, yeah, if someone was beating on my 15-year-old, would I be happily enough to defend them?
Oh, I would punch the shit out of someone, and I don't have kids.
I'm like, do you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure I would.
And he does have a sort of arc of slight redemption.
And that's why this movie is odd, because it is the blackest humor. A lot of nasty shit happens in this show, but it is kind of oddly funny. And there you go.
And the second one, big surprise, is a steaming pile of
shit. I never saw it.
Yeah, it tries to mine the same ground and completely fall short. Yeah, Billy Bob's making it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my number 6 is here is where the sole female entry on my list comes, and it's Cameron Diaz as Elizabeth Halsey in Bad Teacher.
Is Bad Teacher good?
No. I mean, yes. No, look, it was fine.
I've not seen it,
It's totally okay as a comedy. And the reason it's totally okay is how much can you get behind a gold-digging bitch?
So the character is straight up the
she's,
piece of shit.
She's the bad teacher. She's the title character. Yep. And she doesn't give no shits about anyone other than herself, which, it's a comedy a la Bad Santa again.
Sure, sure.
And, it does have that moment of redemption, but it turns out she's only trying to get her... not turns out, straight away. She's only trying to get her class grade average up so she can win the bonus because she wants breast implants.
Really?
She rocks up to class drunk and then puts on movies, says, "Watch this fucking movie, I'll have a test at the end," and then puts sunglasses down and goes to sleep because she's hungover. That kind of shit. She's a terrible teacher. She's an awful person to the other people around her in the film.
Is it a spoiler to say there's any comeuppance? Does she get it? Should I be happy about it? Are you happy at the end of the movie?
I don't know. Happy at the end of the movie.
Are you satisfied?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, all right.
It's a real risk to... And it's from 2011. I can't remember if she started any films because she's retired from acting. She's focused now. She made her millions and you haven't seen her in Dick All for at least 6 or 7 years.
That's true.
So...
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, okay.
She's an awful, awful person in this film.
Okay. Fun. Nice to hear. My number 5 is this actually sticks in my brain how much I hate this character. It's from Trainspotting, Sick Boy, played by Johnny Lee Miller. Now.
Okay. I just think that whole film's filled with horrible characters.
They're all.
Fucking Begbie.
Begbie is.
He's psychotic, as opposed
You're right. He's psychotic. For some reason, Johnny Lee Miller bugs me more. Now, the scene in question is where. They're all cracked out or whatever still, and they all come to London and they stay with Ewan McGregor in his flat, rent-free. And then there's a scene where they're coming back and they're sitting in front of what would be the TV because they're eating fish and chips. And basically, Sick Boy has just sold Ewan McGregor's TV. And he's like, "Can't fucking believe you did that! It's my TV!" He's like, "It's not your TV, you were renting it, right?" And it's like, and then he goes in and goes, "Oh, this fish is really nice." And he just takes the entire piece of fish off Ewan McGregor's plate and eats it himself. I'm like, he's a prick!
Yeah,
I hate him. And he wears a red trench coat.
That's a dick move. That's just a dick move. D-bag. Who doesn't do that?
Instant right? D-bag exactly. move. From, according to Wayne. Fair enough. My number five is from a film which you're very familiar with, Wayne. It's from Wayne's World. It's Rob Lowe as Benjamin Kane.
I like him most of all. No, I don't.
So he's a TV producer, which means straight away, that's a movie shorthand for asshole.
Yes, unless right. it's a movie about producers. Oh, no,
yeah.
it isn't.
Well, yeah, even then, usually the films about Hollywood, yes, producers right. aren't normally the good guys.
That's right. They're always the assholes.
Yeah. But anyway, in this particular case, he is totally after Tia Carrere, trying to steal her away from Wayne, yep. and is pulling all kinds of douchey dickbag moves
yep.
to get what he wants.
And it makes it worse because Rob Lowe is so beautiful.
And he does, this is hard to say because, you know, we shouldn't be judging people based on their looks, but Rob Lowe has an auto douchebag look.
Now.
He's so, a little bit like John Hamm.
No, he's not a douchebag looking guy. He's very handsome.
Yeah, but like, once you go past a certain handsome point what? And you're not rugged enough
all right,
now to back it up.
Funny you should mention this. I saw Rob Lowe on Joe Rogan like podcast recently. Okay, right?
Yep.
He, first of all, I think he's something like 57. Doesn't look a day over 40. Right. That's already fuck him.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
But he
maybe
actually,
it's jealousy that's speaking.
No, here's what it is. He said in the 80s he was too pretty. Yeah. They didn't like him. He looked like a girl, they reckoned. And then he sort of grew into his look. So what's happened now is a man who's actually pretty and he fell from pretty to handsome. That's what's happened with him now. He's a douche.
57.
Yes. He's a douche on that level. Look,
I think he's obviously a good actor. Like that terrible Tommy Boy movie, he plays another sort of douche of a very similar ilk.
Hell, I
that.
Would do those roles if I was him.
I'm sure he's, you know, he goes to bed each night and rolls in his money for a bit just to remind himself that it's all worth it. But yeah. in terms of this particular, he nails it. He's so slimy. He's such a prick. And you hate him so, so much.
He is. Because he took, and also he knows, like, he manages to charm Tia Carrere by knowing what her accent was from and shit. And it's like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah, fair enough.
Calvin and he stole Bay.
The show. Exactly. You remember. I knew you remember it. Yeah. And he stole the show, so there you are. Yeah. I mean, as in stole No, he stole the Wayne's World show from...
Oh, yes,
from
he did. And yes, it was all about himself and trying to line his own
totally.
Pockets. What a douche. That's my number five, Benjamin Kane.
Word. My number four was Cypher, so I'm going to kick right back to you.
Okay. My number four, there's a bunch of choices in this film. It's one of my favorite films of all time. In fact, we just did a recent review on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Die Hard, and I'm going with Harry Ellis as
Hart. No! That is low.
Like, he is the epitome of 80s narcissism in a corporate setting, right?
I can be honest with you. He's my number one. Okay. He's my number one. So please tell me all about him because...
Well, maybe you should do it, but I'll just say this.
No, tell this.
I'll just say this much. He's prepared to sell out John McClane and possibly everyone else in that hostage situation to save his own ass.
Look, was he trying to do that, though? Because yes. What did he actually say? Oh, I see. If I tell you everything, let me go.
Well, it was supposed to say, you know, you'll look after me, right? So you get him. I have a Pepsi.
Oh, man. Well, let me tell yeah. This is the worst thing, right? Apart from the fact that you don't do blow on someone else's desk. You just don't do that. Go to your own office, all right? Everyone knows that.
Missed a spot.
Exactly. Yes. And the worst thing about any person, not worst thing about any person, but in general, a very popular thing that it's got to be among the worst traits of humanity is someone who pretends to be an expert in everything, all right? So his whole thing, like his douchey, I watch 60 Minutes, I say to myself, these guys are professional, they're motivated, they're happening, they want something. I'm like, this guy's an idiot. He's saying obvious shit, and he's actually douche-facing it, like he's winking and clicking and almost finger-gunning,
yeah.
All right? And that is the worst thing. Like, you use a gun, I use a fountain pen. What's the difference? Shut the fuck up! There is a billion things that are different about that.
In fact, what's that quote? Let's see if I can find it.
I watch 60 Minutes. I say to myself, these guys are professional. They're motivated. They're happening. I.e., they want something, huh? Maybe you're pissed off at the camel jockeys. Maybe it's the Hebes, Northern Ireland. It's none of my business. I figure you're here to negotiate. Am I right? Hey,
am I right?
That's the business worst thing. Is business. You use a gun, I use a fountain pen. What's the difference? Am I right? Hans, Bobby, I'm your white knight.
It's the smile he does after as well. This big gleaming shit. He's really, I don't know that actor's name, but he is killing it.
Hart Bochner.
Oh, wow.
He's a Canadian actor.
He's killing it because that face and the, am I right? Am I yep. right?
He's also got shoulder pads.
Yo, shoulder pads from hell. I mean, it was the 80s. These things happen to everyone.
Yeah, he's a complete nutter douche, and that's why he's up there for me.
I hated him.
Totally understandable as your high number one.
Yes, well, my number three, and this, I really hate this guy. I hate this guy almost so much that I hate the actor. Danny McBride in This Is the End plays the worst, most reprehensible fucking prick. He wasn't invited to James Franco's party, and then it became a bunker. He turns up in the morning, he cooks all the food, even because he doesn't even know that there's an apocalypse. He's jerking off all over your stuff. He actually, there's a bit where he...
Which, ladies and gentlemen, is never okay.
No, it's not okay. Stop doing that, everyone. No, but he, and even like they finally find some water, because he's like passive aggressive asshole, he just grabs some water and just throws it everywhere, even though it's like everyone's water. He's a prick. And he busts out passive aggressive manipulation type shit. I hated watching this character. And everything about him is the worst thing about humanity. So just, I can't even, that's the worst part of This Is the End. It's very effective and it gives it layers, but I hate watching Danny McBride. I even hate him in that fucking Kenny.
Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down. Yeah, oh, he's a prick. It's still funny, but he's a prick.
He does play douche very,
he's
very well.
He's just a piece of shit.
Yeah, I will totally acknowledge. That's a good choice. My number three is from a classic Academy Award winning film from 1997's Titanic. It's Billy Zane as Caledon Hockley.
Oh, in Titanic. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
And like, I had to go back and I watched a supercut, a 5-minute supercut of all his douchiest moments. That was what it was called on the website I found. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Like, he beats on Kate Winslet's character. He hits her. Like, he pays people off to set people up. He plants evidence on poor Leo DiCaprio. Yeah, he does all those villainy things. But it's his treatment of other people
because
he's rich.
Yes.
Like, he dismisses everyone who isn't of his own station. Mm. He treats them all like they are his slaves as opposed to people who are employed to, you know, whatever else.
Oh, yeah. But also, he saves his own skin only.
Oh, he ignores the little kid.
Yep.
And then picks up the kid to take her and, get me on the boat.
Yep.
And arguably, this is why he got so high on my list.
Yeah.
Because he lives. It actually works. It gets him off the boat. In this film, he should have died.
That's right. I remember that. And they're piling kids in. What is it? Any room for a gentleman? Gentlemen? Yep. And I'm like, you fucking prick.
Yeah. Forget about women and children first. Forget about any of that, which is, even today, I like to think that most people, well, maybe not today, but back then, 100 years ago, plus 100 plus years ago, it would have totally been like, that's the height of.
No, that's how it is. That's why men are paid slightly more than women, because for some reason. No, this is it. This is the reason, right?
You meant to go down with a ship?
Nope. Yeah, that's it. Literally, if some shit goes down, the women and children go first. They get saved first.
1912, maybe.
Nope. Even now. No. If you're walking with your girl and some shit goes down, you say run.
That's not why
and
you
have to
more.
Beat those cunts up. That's what it is. Because she's not expected to. You are. That's why you get paid more. I'm telling you.
God. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you that's the actual. It's not much more. It's like 10. It's
I'm
like,
not sure I can release
it's
this
like
episode.
5%. 5%. That's the actual reason.
Back.
I'm happy for that not to be the case, by the way. If you guys want to earn a little bit more, then you have to stay when shit goes down and I can run. Okay, sweet. So there you go.
I don't know what to say here.
It was little observation.
Let's move on to your number two. Can you tell I don't agree? Thank God.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's why. That is it. I guarantee it. Anyway,
there's no reason why.
That's the reason.
Whoever does the job. How does that apply to the boardroom?
If the building goes down, it's like let the women go for it. You as a man are supposed to. It doesn't even have to be in the boardroom.
It depends who the fucking fire warden is.
No, it doesn't. It's got nothing to do with being in the boardroom. It's in life. If shit goes down, the man has to be the shit. That's why you get paid that little premium.
No one pays you money. No one says, "Oh, Wayne's a guy. I'm going to pay him more money because if there's shit that happens on the street, he's going to protect."
That is exactly what society does. That is exactly the reason that person gets more.
You're a fucking idiot.
See if you can edit around this.
No. It's just going to stay.
I'm fine with it.
And we lose every single female listener.
It's totally
and half
fine.
Our male listeners.
I remember, you're missing the point. I'm saying that is not right, but that's what the reason is.
I'm glad you acknowledge it's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not right. I'm not saying please do
but
that.
I just don't think that's the reason.
It totally is the reason.
Archaic bullshit.
I guarantee you it's the reason. Anyway.
All right, moving on.
My number two.
Again, to emphasize, Wayne doesn't agree with it.
No, I do not agree with it, right. But that's the reason it happens. All right. It's not right. My number two is Percy Whitmore from The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Remember him?
I do.
So he was that dude who like used to basically taunt prisoners on death row. And the worst thing about this loathsome little dweeb, yes, he's a sadist and whatever, but he's a small little motherfucker, right? And when he steps on this prisoner's mouse, which means everything to him, just because that prisoner laughed at him,
And it breaks that dude's heart. Yes, I know he's probably a killer or something, but
regardless,
he's a piece of shit. This guy 100%. Hated him, and he's yelling shit. I hate that motherfucker. Glad he actually he got fucked up at the end because he shot the dude. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I don't actually remember his.
He
fate.
Got possessed by the
John Coffey.
John Coffey, right? And then he grabs a gun, walks over to Sam Rockwell, who is the actual person who made the murders.
Yes,
who killed the kids, and shoots him. Right. So okay. I don't think he shoots himself, but he goes
to jail for that, and ends up on death row himself.
I think so. I'm not sure if he went that far. It's been a while, but I do remember hating him. Hmm. There you go.
Yep, fair enough. All right, then my number two is a big famous one.
Go on.
All right, and so obviously it's not on neither of my top two are on your list, which fine, fair enough. This is such a big open field. This one, my number two is in three films, and he's a douche all the way through his timeline. It's Biff.
Oh yeah,
Back to the Future.
Biff from Back to the Future. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's fucking all the way back in 1888 or whatever it was. His 1885, sorry, his great great grandfather or whatever it is a douche. He's a douche. His dad's a douche. They're all douches. It's city. And he's a bully. He's an ignoramus. He beats on people who are less than he is. He is prepared to rape someone if he doesn't.
That was the thing.
She's not prepared to put out.
This is a PG film, I remember. And it's like, you know, and he's literally that happening. And then someone stops him and was like, walk away. Right? He still wants to do it. I'm like, what the fuck? That's what happened in the 80s, everyone.
And then he grows into being like this Donald Trump-like kind of narcissistic, really rich dude based on having the almanac and placing all those bets in the second film. So he's this huge...
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah. And he's living in the lap of luxury while everyone around him is a pauper and dying and everyone's just sucking
actually,
up to him for his money.
Actually, he was worse later on because he's like a murderer and shit. So
Because he acts with complete... No one can touch me. I am everything. So that's why he almost got to my number one. Just fell short.
Just fell short. It's funny that the actual actor himself is quite a sweetheart.
Apparently, yeah, Thomas F. Wilson is.
He does some stand-up in here and there, but I've heard interviews with him and talked about
it. Yeah, comes across. It couldn't be any different from Biff, which is, you know.
He talks about how he doesn't like Eric Stoltz.
Apparently, lots of people don't like Eric Stoltz. Yeah, yeah. And there's a reason that he didn't, apart from being replaced, this film never went a whole long way in Hollywood after this
point. He's one of the major stars, but I understand what you mean, yeah.
Method.
Yeah, method.
Yeah.
Method.
It's a bit of a shame that Thomas F. Wilson wasn't in lots of other films. I'm surprised, to be honest.
You would think, right? You know what's funny about Back to the Future 2? You know George McFly, the Crispin Glover?
Yep.
He's not in it.
No, he's not, because he wanted more money.
Right. So they actually took another actor and made his face different and made him play that character, and I didn't know. That character appears in Back to the Future 2, but Crispin Glover is not playing him. He got really mad about it, sued the studio.
Right.
Yeah,
they used his likeness.
But I didn't even know. I thought he was in Back to the Future 2, and that's why he was pissed, because he didn't like the performance, and he said, people think that guy's me. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I did not know that part, that it wasn't him. I knew that he had a big beef with them.
It's a really odd thing. It's just odd that the studio did that.
Yeah, okay.
There you are.
All right, then, let's get a recap, Wayne, and then your number one, which I know you've already mentioned, but...
Yeah, cool. I'll just go straight through.
Yep.
10 is Ted from Bridesmaids. 9 is Rex from Sex Drive. 8 is Simon from True Lies.
Yeah.
7, Mike Lowry from Bad Boys 1 and 2. 6, Willie T. Stokes from Bad Santa. 5, Sick Boy from Trainspotting. 4, Cypher, The Matrix. 3, Danny McBride. Don't know what his name was in This Is the End. And
I think it was Danny McBride.
I think it might have been. Yeah. Percy. It was, because he's playing himself. Yeah, yeah. That's right, yes. Percy Wetmore, The Green Mile, at number 2. And yes, number 1 is Harry Ellis from Die Hard.
Alrighty.
I hope no one's offended by that thing about the pay.
Why his brain finally catches up to what mouth was selling.
I think what happens is it sounded like I was trying to defend that position, but I'm telling you, I was just explaining the position, which is not right.
That's why at the end I emphasized, I'm glad that you...
Yes, sorry. I was just thinking about it now. I got the wrong point across. Sorry, everyone, especially you ladies.
Right.
And Paul, apparently.
Who's a douche in this occasion? Let's ask yourself that one, ladies and gentlemen.
See, it's theme specific.
My number 10 then, counting back, and then Rick Reilly, my number 1. Stifler from the American Pie series. 9, Jack Cole in Sideways. 8, Yong Suk in Train to Busan. 7, Cypher in The Matrix. 6 is Cameron Diaz as Elizabeth Halsey in Bad Teacher. Rob Lowe just douching it up all over the place in my number 5, Wayne's World, Benjamin Kane. Harry Ellis at number 4 in Die Hard. Number 3, Kaladin Hockley. So Billy Zane's last hurrah as a serious actor. I think this was after The Phantom.
And before Zoolander. So yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, you know, when he's taking the piss out of himself. Number 2, Biff Tannen from the Back to the Future series. And my number 1, a guy who makes finger gunning an art.
Who is this now?
It's Shooter McGavin
Oh,
in Happy Gilmore.
Yes, he literally did do finger guns.
Every time he nails a putt,
yeah,
he does shoot. He does the finger guns.
And he kind of dances as well. He's fucking horrible.
Really, it's all about he wants to keep golf for the elite.
That's
right. He doesn't want it to be just anyone can play it, which is just the most douchiest of douche moves ever as far
absolutely.
As I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
I want to keep it exclusive.
Yes, exclusive to my
anyone club. Who's a member of a males-only hoity-toity club, women can't come in here because 150 years ago that was a practice. You're a douche.
Absolutely. No question.
Yeah. Whoever's got the, if you meet the criteria, who gives a shit? Same here. If you're a good enough golfer, you should be allowed in any golf club.
Do they exist, gentlemen's clubs?
I believe so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, not that I clearly am a member.
No, I don't. I am not a gentleman, so...
Yes, I'm excluded on that basis alone. Even buys Happy's grandma's house just to piss Happy off. You know, it's all about I. And I guess that's the end of the day, really, what a douche
totally,
is all about. It's
totally.
All about me. Yeah, it's all about narcissism. You. It's all about selfishness. There is no consideration for your fellow human. And Shooter McGavin, to my mind, is the epitome of that. Even the clothes he wears on the golf course, it's enough to scream douche.
Yeah, he has Argyle patterns on his shirts from memory. Yeah, he's a douche.
Beautifully played. We should emphasize here that the higher up list we go, that they're wonderfully played, these performances, and Christopher McDonald nails the shit out of this role.
I'm surprised you got this one so high, I gotta say.
The list went around and around, and I made an argument for Biff at number one because it was in three films, and then I was like, Die Hard briefly, Harry was right up there. So mm-hmm. I'm not that married to the ordering. Other than the fact that the higher we go, I hate them all. I think every single character here is reprehensible on my list.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Totally. You have some honorable mentions?
A couple. Go on. First of all, Norman Stansfield in The Professional.
Which one is he?
Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah, really?
In Leon the Professional.
Oh, he's just a... Yeah. Fair enough.
He's a douche.
Beethoven and everything. Yeah, great.
Gets my juices flowing.
You don't like Beethoven. He does that together.
Yeah, he treats everyone like dirt, including his own DEA
task
force. That's
true.
So,
don't give a crap.
Yep. And then the one which we've spoken about not that long ago, Fred Searing, Jason Sudeikis in Hall Pass.
Oh, yeah!
Fucking I hate that guy.
Because he just fucks everyone and then everyone pays for it.
Because he destroys people on the bus, he's whatever else, he's all talk, he's no action, and he's double standard, so it's okay for him to do it, it wasn't okay for his wife to do it. Fucking hate him.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
The only reason he didn't make this is I just thought enough people wouldn't.
Yeah.
Know him.
Absolutely.
Compared to the other ones.
Understandable. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, for example, mine was, remember Tobey Maguire when he became the douche
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man
3.
Yeah, that was stupid. Okay. Yep. Regina from Mean Girls. I'm telling you, she's a prick.
Yep.
Ben Stiller in Dodgeball.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but he's totally, that's a good choice.
White Goodman is his name.
Yep.
White Goodman is his name.
It's almost as good as Eddie Shetland.
It's not bad, is it? And also Belloc from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Remember him?
Yeah, of course I do.
Bastard.
Of course I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah, he's smarmy. He's full of himself. Yeah. That fits.
They call him Belosh. Belloc.
All right, that's Alice. What about yours? We wrap up every episode with your feedback on the topic at hand in a segment that we call the Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
Talk about
off this week's Pop 10 with good friend to the show, Gidget Von LaRue from the Retro Cinema Podcast. She went with Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Classic, no doubt.
Buddy Repperton from Christine, which is a John Carpenter horror film, which you probably have based on a Stephen King novel.
I know of it, okay. Yes.
About the possessed car.
Uh-huh.
And Peter Lowe from Vampire's Kiss, a Nicolas Cage in that film.
Oh, really?
A, B, C.
Oh, is it that guy?
From Stephen from the Super Retro Throwback Podcast. Number 3, Biff, the time traveling douchebag. Number 2, Judge Smales from Caddyshack, just a plain old snob. Don't remember him because I haven't seen Caddyshack in about 35 years, but totally understand where he's coming from. And number 1, Ellis from Die Hard. Reason, he was your basic 80s schmuck.
Absolutely.
With cocaine. Billy Dizzle from the We Watch the Thing podcast, who did an absolute hatchet job in the last week on Basic Instinct.
Did he?
Which I can't help but think is revenge for our review of Tommy Boy.
I completely understand.
Number 3, Steph in Pretty in Pink. I've seen Pretty in Pink. Don't remember much about it.
Is that Molly? No, it wouldn't be.
It's definitely not.
Also went.
Billy Zane in Titanic, number 2. And number 1, Elton in Clueless.
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay.
Yep.
Sam Hurley from the Movie Reviews and 20 Qs podcast, another good mate. Ellis from Die Hard. I thought this one would be on your list. Lumberg from Office Space. So
why don't you go ahead and come back that guy, right?
Yeah, we're all gonna come back for the weekend and work on
that's
Saturday.
Right. We're gonna need you to come in on Sunday.
Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead and yeah.
No?
He wasn't mean enough for like, he's just a dick
a as opposed boss.
Yeah, he wasn't mean enough because he's just I've seen people like that.
All right.
And Fletcher from Whiplash, which I got to assume is, I can't remember his name, but J.K. Simmons.
Oh, character. My God. I didn't even think about that.
That's a good choice.
That's a well really good down. One. That was good.
Renegade on Twitter said Commodus from Gladiator. Yep.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
Nice.
And then Derek is played by Adam Scott in Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Yep. And he said, I don't think I need to explain any of these. Jason from the Binge Movies podcast, who I was recently on a couple of their episodes. Thank you, Jason, for that. The entire cast of Smoking Aces.
I fucking hated that movie.
The entire cast of Sabotage.
Don't see that one.
Adam Sandler. So he's just gone with every Adam Sandler. And all the assholes from the Ghostbusters Girls remake except Leslie Jones.
Jason. Way to cover your bases, bro.
Yeah. Pazuzu 4815 says 3-2-1 is Miles Teller in 21 and over. Stop calling your friend by his last name every time, you cocky bastard. Also, Miles Teller in Project X. I'm not jealous, I think. So not a Miles Teller fan is that particular individual. Then Be The Solution, a regular contributor to the show. Thank you, sir. Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. That's a good choice.
Yeah, good call.
I guess I put him out though because, well, he's psychotic. So his douchebaggeriness may come from a mental health place. I don't know.
I don't think that excuses him, Paul.
No, it doesn't excuse him. Yeah. It's a good choice. Now, here's the one that I was going to say to you, hinted earlier. I wonder if it'll be on your list. James Bond.
No!
Complete douche.
Wait a minute. Which James Bond?
Well, he said especially the Connery.
Roger Moore, absolutely.
No, he said especially the Connery years here, according to Be The Solution.
Well, by comparison between now and then where he's hitting women and shit, absolutely. But if you're talking about James Bond, the douche, the least douchiest Bond...
Daniel Craig.
Yes.
I think now I don't think he's that douchey, but I would say even Pierce Brosnan, douche.
Yeah, no, actually, you know what? He might be the most douchey.
Just think about GoldenEye, the start of that film, where he's being evaluated and he's just trying to woo the evaluator.
So a la
the Mike Lowry complaint that you made earlier.
Absolutely. I mean, it was slightly better because he was British and it didn't seem so predatory.
And then he's also, you know, eye banging Xena on a top as she drives. Like, he's a douche.
He's a real dick. He almost killed both of them because he's trying to fuck the other woman.
Moneypenny, you know, it's all sexual innuendo and whatever else.
I think it's a little bit sign of the times for that one. Don't get me wrong, but yes.
That might be sign of the times, but still, I'm not sure.
No, because he's a bit handsomer and shit. He probably is a bigger douche. Yeah, I get it.
A la Benjamin Kane from Wayne's World.
Yes, absolutely.
And then lastly, for Be The Solution, the entire cast of Entourage the movie.
dude, I wanted to mention this. Turtle from Entourage? Is a piece of shit. I hate that character. He's just a little fucking turd who wears tracksuits. I hate him.
That doesn't make you a douche, though.
No, but he happens to wear them, and it's not good. So it's like that. But also, he's a little fuck rat, kind of like he's just like
fuck rat.
No, he goes there. So like lots of fucking like he has prostitutes a lot and shit. He's a little fuck piece of shit.
I'll explain. I'll use small words.
So he's a warthog.
You'll be sure to understand. Yeah, no, he's a piece warthog of shit. Faced buffoon.
There you go. Actually, speaking of that one, there's another one could be on the Wilson's list. Prince Humperdinck.
Sure.
Humperdinck.
Yeah, stupid hair.
He's a definite douche, for sure. Johnny Davidson. Oh, sorry. Shooter McGavin. My apologies, first of all. Shooter McGavin. No, Shooter McGavin did not contribute to the Facebook list committee. But Stephen Croon did, and his number three was Shooter McGavin. Nice. Number two, Harry Ellis. And number one, Biff Tannen from Back to the Future. Then Johnny Davidson, a top level patron of the show, said Severus Snape from the Harry Potter series.
Had only we seen Harry Potter.
We haven't seen it. So he basically said, this dude has an unrequited love story, uses it to throw in the Dark Lord, gets his rival killed, and then torment the child of that marriage for like a decade. He is not the moral center of the franchise. He's an asshole.
I see.
So direct all your hate mail to Johnny Davidson on Twitter. Number two, Winston from the John Wick films, like Ian McShane's character. Can't be trusted, oily and untrustworthy, and ultimately can't stop switching allegiances. Wick should never turn his back on Winston, which is fair to say.
Last movie, yes. But before that, we all were like, hey, he's cool.
Ian McShane has a certain coolness to him.
Does
I don't understand it.
Also a prickness, but yes.
Yeah, transcends douchebaggery, though. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why it is either.
Mm. Mm. Number one, Rob Gordon, i.e. John Cusack from High Fidelity. I love this film truly, but the main character is a dick. He's a dick to the women in his life, doesn't seem to realize it at all, and totally misses the opportunity to self-reflect and improve. He's a cautionary tale, y'all. Don't be like Rob Gordon.
Absolutely agree.
All right. John Hislander said Barry, Wanted, played by Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah. That's a great role, by the way.
Thornburg from Die Hard. So there was the other argument that Thornburg was a complete douche.
You see the reporter?
In that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then number one, Ed Rooney. Not just the movie D-bag, but the actor is even worse because of the whole, touching.
Did something happen?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, maybe I forgot it.
There's a reason he disappeared. I think he might have died, but I'm not sure. Mina Harker, you mentioned T to the C as Maverick and Top Gun. Because how douchey do you have to be to have Val Kilmer call you out?
Yeah, but it's Tom Cruise.
Star-Lord, because the inside of his ship looks like a Jackson Pollock painting under a black light. and not because of the womanizing, but clean your living space.
Maybe you shouldn't visit my house, Mina.
Yeah. And then lastly, Mike Lowry in Bad Boys 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Smiley Samani, he said, Prince Humperdinck, there we go. Thank you, sir, for acknowledging that way. Lieutenant Gorman from Aliens, because he was so underprepared. And Jordan Belfort from The Wolf of Wall Street, the worst of humanity. And the movie doesn't even come close to his real-life douchebaggery, the evil douche.
I thought about him, that's for sure. It's
a good choice, I reckon. And then last two here, Charles Gretsch, first of all, first time contributor to the show. Thank you, Charles. Bill Paxton, trifecta, he plays a D-bag perfectly. Number three, Hudson from Aliens. Number two, Chet from Weird Science.
Perfect.
And number one, Simon from True Lies.
Nice.
And then the man who gave us this topic today, Jonathan Kidd. Thank you for your suggestion, Jonathan. Number three, Richard Thornburg. That prick nearly made the Die Hard franchise a lot shorter. Wait, maybe he was smarter than us. Number two, Timothy Shamala in A Lady Bird. Just the line, I don't like money. I'm trying to live on the barter system, screams douche canoe. What?
Okay.
And Daniel from Karate Kid, such a prick to everyone, totally deserved.
Daniel.
An ass kicking. There we are. That's your feedback on the topic. Thank you so much for getting back to us, and we apologize we couldn't get through all of them on the show today. So, Wayne, how do the listeners get back to us with their feedback?
Google The Countdown Podcast to get all our socials and whatnot, or send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
We're on Twitter at TheCountdownPC. Like and follow the show on Podbean, where we host the show. Check out the Facebook listener community if you haven't already, where we can you can interact with us and indeed all the other fans of the show. And finally, check out ccradio.com.au for ourselves and some other great Aussie podcasts.
All right, for episode 283, we're going to do the top 10, I don't know what we're going to call this, but it's the top 10 old-ass TV shows we dug. Or, Paul might more succinctly say, yeah,
20th century TV shows we 20th dug. Century. So, pre-2000.
Pre-2000.
Yeah.
Got so it.
Anything from 9800s. Does that help you out?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. So, any TV show back then that we really enjoyed that we want to encourage you to check out whilst right. you have an opportunity to binge, or you know, think, oh, what am I scrolling through here on Amazon or whatever
yes,
else?
Yes, and the things we do.
Now, we have to agree upon, like, you know, there are some shows that we watched that transcended and crossed over 2000.
That's fine too.
So, as long as it started in 1900, okay. It started in 1999 and it goes through into 2011.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I don't.
All right, fine. It has to have the completed majority. Its run.
All right.
Okay. Oh, majority of its run?
Yeah, no, you're right. Completed the run before 2000.
That's gonna make me shop out some shit. I yep. like. Oh, well, all right, fine. Good.
That's the rules. That's what we're going to do next week on the show. And that's it for today for that's episode right. 282 of the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne, sorry.
And this has been The Soundboard. You remember when Wayne talked about why men earn more money?
Hot damn!
Boy, that was wrong.
I was saying sorry. God damn it. I don't get fucked up on this shit. Well, when it happens.
We'll catch you maybe next week. I'm your white knight.